Thing let's do this morning is turn to Psalm 100. It's on page 937. 937 in the Old Testament. Psalm 100. Why don't we, let's just stand up and read it together slowly, and then we're going to go through it verse by verse. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. You may be seated. This would be an important psalm to keep before you because there are things that happen in your life, just like being told you have a disease or being told that you're ill, being told you don't have long to live. Whatever the circumstances, financial reverses, all kinds of things here on earth can bring unhappiness into our lives. In fact, the basic truth is that life is solving problems. We've discussed that before over the years, that life is full of trouble. Thank God this isn't home. This isn't where we're going to be staying. Our eternal home we're heading toward. There will be eternal joy there. And that's where we get our thanksgiving. You start trying to make a list of things to be thankful here on earth, you're going to end up with far more problems and far more worries and difficulties than you will have things to get excited about. Yes, there are those occasions, you know, birthday parties and honeymoons and different times in our life where we have, you know, happiness. I think I've told you over the years, I heard a pastor, a very noted pastor, say that he had never had three consecutive happy days here on earth. And I began thinking of that. I've been thinking about that for decades. I think it's true. I cannot recall, I don't believe I could say that I've had three consecutive happy days here on earth without some kind of a problem or some kind of trouble. It just doesn't happen. This is not God's intention to bring us joy from this earth. That would be horrible if you were so attached to things and money and possessions and things like that that you were happy here on earth and you weren't ready to leave. You wanted to stay here forever. That would be horrible. God would certainly not want that. And so he's given us an alternative. Our thankfulness is spiritual. We have something that the world doesn't understand. They don't understand peace, for instance, in knowing that your sins are forgiven. They don't understand that. They think you're crazy. They don't understand that you're looking for a new home and that you're heading there with great joy, realizing that that is really what your life is all about, to live eternally with him in heaven. The world doesn't understand that, and so they don't understand peace and joy, and for that matter, they can hardly understand thanksgiving. And so we're talking this morning about having a thankful heart toward God. Thank you, God, for everything you've done. You know, while I was reviewing some of the verses in the scriptures that apply to my own personal situation. You know, God's ways are so far past understanding. We can't begin to understand God's ways. And you know, the first day or two, you begin to say, man, I hope I don't have to be suffering, bedridden, and for months having not being able to do this and that. And then the thought sprang in my mind, you know, God's ways are so far beyond ours. How can I thank and praise God that I might be dying of cancer. How can I do that? How can I get to the point where I can say thank you, God, for this cancer? And the thought struck me, you know, in the back of my mind, the worst thing that could happen with your heart condition is that you could have a stroke that would paralyze you and you become a vegetable, and for maybe 6 months you lie there trying to die and you can't die because your heart won't stop, and there you are and you're miserable, you can't do anything. I thought maybe this is what I should be thanking God for. Thank you, God, I'm going to die of cancer so I don't have to endure a long-term stroke, being crippled up and not able to move. Maybe that's God's gift to me. Wouldn't that be fantastic, something to thank and praise him for? So we can't even begin to understand God's ways, but he loves us. That's all you have to know. And so you will thank and praise him. And I did a couple research here. In fact, they're all in this psalm. In fact, the first one that I worked with is from verse 4. Why should we be thankful to God? First of all, because we are his creation. We wouldn't even be here if it weren't for him. He created us. And the second part is part of that. He owns us. We are his. Look at verse 4 here where it talks about that. Why should you be thankful to God? Because he is the one who created us and he owns us. We belong to him. That's why we should give thanks to God. We are his. We are his. And the third one I worked on in the early part of this week is that he preserves us. He takes care of us. Those of you that know me well know that four separate times in my life over these 78 years, four separate times I should have been dead. I was reviewed on the air one time as the man who should be dead, and that's certainly true. Four different times I should have been dead, and God let me live, and I went on. I won't get into all the details of each of those times, but very clearly I should have been dead at that point in my life, but it wasn't, and I kept going. Now, God knows when he's going to take us to himself. Nothing on this earth can change that. There is probably sin. Probably sin could change that. If an idiot murderer would come in with a machine gun and shoot us all dead here this morning, we would not say that's God's will. That's against God's will, very obviously, but not against his holy will. God wouldn't be sitting up in heaven saying, oh my goodness, all these people are coming to heaven. I wasn't expecting that. God knows all things. And he even has the control over the sinner. So even that God would take under his wing and know how to deal with it. So there's nothing. You're not going to die 1 second before God wants you to die. And I'm exempting all of those cases where murder and so on. We understand that God lets man have some control in his life. That's why we can sin, which is the horrible part of it. And that's why some people disbelieve. If you want to go to hell, you can. Now, who would be that crazy? But there are people doing precisely that. But let's get back to the happy side here, where we know God and we are God's. We belong to him and he preserves us. On and on and on. That's just fantastic. That's why we give him thanks today and we praise him. Now, I made a little list, and most of these come right here from Psalm, but there are other Psalms, there are other places. This little list, and the more I kept working with the list, I realized, you know, every one of these can be summarized by the word love. Listen to my little list here. God is good. Why should we thank God? Because he is good. As a loving father loves his children, he gives us what's good for us. That's why whenever you pray for something physical or earthly, you ought to make sure you add words, if that's your will, God. Give me more money. If that is your will, God. heal me from this illness, if that is your will, God. See, don't ever demand something from God. He may know it would be the worst thing that you could have. Don't say, you better give it to me, God. No, don't give it to me, God, if it's not for my good. God is good. He loves his children. You know, and that's why there can be such freedom in our thanksgiving. Wouldn't it be terrible if we felt there was some rule somewhere that you had to give thanks to God 1,000 times before you died? You'd be keeping lists and you'd be marking notes and you'd be saying, I wonder if I was really thankful enough this time. Always under some sort of pressure. The fact is, we are free to give thanks to God because he loves us. He has freed us from any burden, any sin, any guilt, any concern, any worry. God is good. That's why we give thanks to him. I put down next, God is just. You know, there are times here on earth when you just wish. I know there have been 10, 15 times in my life, at least over these many years, that I've seen some idiot speeding past me. And I always say, where in the world are the cops when you need one? You know, and only once in all the dozens of times, only once, and Douglas happened to be with me. We were in California. I don't remember all the circumstances, but we had a car that was really pestering us. And it would drive up behind us and honk and honk and then go roaring past us, you know. And I would all, where are the cops when you really need them, when some idiot is speeding like that? And I'll never forget that day. It's been quite a while ago now. But we were going along, and here comes this guy, lights, he's flashing his lights and he's beeping, he roars around us. He does this 5 or 6 times. And as we're driving along and the miles kept clicking by, all of a sudden I saw a cop over at the side. So I slowed down. And I thought, now, come on, buddy, come on, come roaring past. And I just egged him on, going slower and slower. And I said, watch this, Doug, watch this. And so, and less than a mile away, they nailed him. You know, I said, boy, was that joy, you know. Anyway, God is just. A lot of times here on earth, things don't seem to work out quite the way they should. And while I'm sitting here now, your dad had his stroke how long ago now? Yeah. 3 years now. Okay. And wasn't the word that he could just drop dead any time the next weeks or months? Positively. And it's true today, isn't it? And yet here you are, 3 years later. See, that's evidence of what we're talking about here, isn't it? Yeah, you bet. You bet. Doctors didn't think he was going to go over a week or two. Well, there he is. God is just. Just. How old are you now? 90. Okay. That's a great age, isn't it? God has brought you a... He's not sure if it is or not. Okay, God is just. The next word I have here is right. God is always right. Isn't that beautiful? God's never wrong. He's never wrong. Thank God for that. Don't you feel like thanking God that you are always right? Even when we don't understand it, God is true. Everything he's told you and me is true. There's not a single mistake there. There is a heaven. There is a hell. There is forgiveness. There are angels. There is eternal life. Every bit of that is true. Thank God today that God is true. I put down here, God is kind. God is so kind. He is so good to us. You know, when we're little kids, grandpa and grandma send us a gift and we're ready to play with the toy. Parents, certainly my parents, say, you write your thank you letter before you play with your toy. You thank grandpa and grandma first before you play with your toy. We have to be reminded to be kind. God is always kind. And then the more I worked on this list, the more I realized every single one of these words can be condensed in the word God is love. God is love. I think the way we should end this message this morning, make sure the spiritualness overrides the earthliness of our circumstances. That's immaterial. What we're talking about here is a spiritual love that transcends everything. It comes from a God. I think we ought to close by standing up again and reading this psalm again. Pay attention to the words. Pay attention to the words. This is the way we want to close today, God, to thank you and give thanks. Shout, oh, I forgot an important point here. It's just a little one. But to me, it's very important. We will be singing when we get to heaven. And I always love to remind the people that can't sing. You know, there's always lousy singers here on earth. They can't carry a note. They don't know what harmony is. And some of them know that, and they say, well, I can't sing. In heaven, we have perfect minds, so we won't forget the words. Perfect pitch. Just think of that. Perfect harmony. I think the angelic choruses, we've only heard them a few times here on earth. The shepherds heard them when they announced the birth of Christ, you remember, in Bethlehem. The angels must be, what marvelous singing. But the only creature that God has created, all the animals, now some of them, they say, like birds have chirps and so on. They say that some of the whales and so on can communicate. There certainly are sexual sounds that they transmit to attract one another and so on. There are all kinds of sounds, but none of them sing. Did you know that? There's no animal that can sing. Oh, yeah, they teach and train. You know, some say their dog is singing, you know. Well, we know how stupid that is. There's no animal in God's kingdom. This should be one to tell your friends that believe in evolution. There's no part of God's creation that sings except the human being. Isn't that something? And did you know, by the way, that pagan religions like the Islams and so on, they don't sing. Just Christians sing. And it's quite beautiful to me that when we get to heaven, we're going to be singing. We even know some of the words of the songs that are in Revelation. But I'm way beside the point here, but the point is we're going to be singing in heaven. Now let's read the Psalms. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen.